Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Are you wondering what's down the highway of life today? A lot of things are going on, and we are here to bring them to you. We are professional broadcasters. I am Doug Steffen, professional broadcaster number one. She is Molly Page, professional broadcaster number two. He is Ken Kessler, professional broadcaster number three.
Hello.
How could you wish or want for anything more, given how bad everything else is out there in terms of the morning radio world? And here we are to save you from it. Good Lord.
Do you need capes?
Good golly, Miss Molly.
You're not wearing your cape?
I forgot my cape.
Ah. Shucks.
Is there one I could borrow?
Yeah, we'll probably find you one.
Okay.
The Italians have arrested the Tunisian captain and members of the crew. Remember the story from yesterday, the boat that sank off the Libyan coast? The people who are trying to get into Europe we tend to isolate ourselves and think that the only problem in the world with people trying to get to a better place are the Mexicans trying to come over the border into the United States. That is not true at all. As a matter of fact, you could make an argument that Europe struggling with more of a problem than we are here. Many of the capitals of Europe, Paris and London especially, have people. Although, it's porous. It's pretty easy to get into all of these countries, especially with the European Union. England is isolated in the sense you can get in pretty much anywhere on a boat, and it doesn't take that much to get, even if you're illegal in France or on the western coast of Europe, you float for a little bit and you get get over to England, and there you are. So this whole thing, the idea of smuggling people into Europe, into Italy, and off that coast of Spain, there are a lot of those things going on. These migrants who desperately want to get to Europe. Some of them want a better life economically. Some of them are coming from areas that are just so horrible. Libya is not necessarily an example, not as bad as Somalia. We were talking earlier about the Somalians who had come to this country. We have an enclave, or is it a conclave? Which would it be, an enclave or a conclave? Anybody want to take a shot at that? Enclave, conclave. We have groups, anyway. You got groups of Somalis in Minneapolis. You have groups of Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan. Not Somalis, they're Muslims, but the Muslims who are in the Dearborn area, Toledo, Detroit, all through that corridor, most of them are from, I think, Syria and areas that are depressed in the Middle East. So we have all these people who have come here, and by the way, the same groups are going to Europe. So you have all these people that they'll pay anything to get on these boats, and they get on these boats, and the boats are overcrowded. There are about 17 times as many people on that boat as it was supposed to be. Hundreds of people on a boat that was only supposed to be for a couple of hundred people. I think there were 700. Was that right, Kenny? 900 people on it, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
It was over 800.
800?
Yeah.
And the boat was registered for 200, I think, or 240, whatever. So they just pile them in, and they lock them in, and thus all these people died. So the prosecutors are after him. There's a Bangladeshi survivor who told the authorities the victims were locked by smugglers in the hold on the lower deck. Depending on how much you paid, it was kind of like on a cruise ship, right? The best seats in the house are on the top, and the cheapest seats are down in the hold. You can't see anything. And so that's what happened.
Well, now officials are talking about destroying the boats before they can ferry the people across the Mediterranean. There's a summit of EU leaders to take place in Brussels on Thursday to hammer out details of a measure that was agreed to yesterday. EU governments are calling for closer cooperation with Libya's leaders, such as Egypt, Tunisia, Niger, in an attempt to close down the migratory routes. But what they're not getting at is why these people are so desperate
escape. That's the problem. You're not dealing with the reality of the problem. You're just trying to mask it. So you blow up all the boats. So what? Somebody else will build more boats and they'll figure out another way to get there.
Right. If they're willing to risk their lives, they're willing to risk everything to get out, let's do something about what's so bad there, if we can.
Well, what is so bad there? You name it. There's no food. There's no water. There's no work. There's no living spaces. There's just you basically exist as a kind of a blob. Nothing taught me that any better than the trip that I took around the Horn of Africa. It's now been about 16 or 17 years, I think. When I went to Mother Teresa's hospital and camp in Nairobi, I think it was either Nairobi or Addis Ababa. I don't remember. It was a hospital where everybody in there was dying of malaria or AIDS, that sort of thing. And outside, there were hundreds of people lined up, and they were lined up for food. They were the skinniest, most emaciated group of people. I remember making eye contact with three or four men, and they just had the sweetest, most soulful eyes, and they just, what they do, literally, imagine your life like this. Just think about your life like this. They go to these lines and basically live their lives in the lines. They have these big crock pots that are basically all porridge. It's dough and grains and maybe some fruits if they can find it, even weeds, things that they can cook and that have some substance. And they have wooden bowls and wooden utensils, and they have they may have 300 or 400 of those. And the people who are feeding these other folks, some of them work under the guise of the Mother Teresa charity, whatever it is. They cook it, and they're continually, there are 3 or 4 of these pots, and they're cooking all day and all night, and the porridge is fed in a line. This line continuously moves in front of the porridge kettles, and they give them a big hunk of porridge, and they sit down and they eat it, and they go back and they get in the line again, and they wait for 8 hours for the next opportunity to get some more to eat. That's their life. That's what they do.
So if that doesn't change, what's happening, how all these people died is not going to change. Just going after smugglers isn't going to change because it's a life and death situation.
Right. That's the kind of thing. And those people are there because they can get food. Imagine the people that can't get in from the outlying areas. Those are all people that live within a few miles of the city, and they've migrated in and they just stay there. If they get sleepy, they lay down and they lose their place. They lay down on the ground and they go to sleep, and then they get up and they go to wherever the end of the line is. That's it. That's what they do with their lives. Can you imagine living like that? We can't. The worst off in this country probably can't imagine that, even though there are some people who are that badly off.
No, we get upset if the barista gets our latte order wrong.
Yeah, right, we do. Okay, so there's some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Molly at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Story of Freddie Mercury, I keep wanting to do that, Freddie Gray in Baltimore, has been supplanted, or you say that's the number one item in terms of comments. What's number two on our social media pages, Kenny?
Presidential prospects.
Really? So how about we talk about Mrs. Clinton and the Family Foundation in a moment? You want to do that? All right, gang. Everybody
sure.
In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Meanwhile, I would like you to take a risk-free challenge. I would like you to whiten your teeth. I would like you to have the operation done in 5 minutes. That is, well, you can't. You have to call this number first for the Power Swab connection, 800-281-6829. All right, so you call that number. You order Power Swabs. Comes to your home. You open up the package. You squirt some on your teeth or you rub it on your teeth because it comes sort of in a Q-tip applicator, and you watch your teeth change in 5 minutes like magic, like a miracle, you'll see a couple of shades whiter, and then in the next week or so, you put it on every day, and the teeth will increase, the whitening quotient will increase by sixfold. The five-minute challenge is how you start. You can't get things in drugstores that'll do for your teeth what power swabs will do and do them safely. This is a doctor-formulated product, doctor-recommended product. It whitens your teeth with a patented natural tooth detergent. So don't be messing up your teeth with those strips, the stuff that tastes horrible, and worse, the toothpaste that have those little marble plastic things in them that eat away at the white, but they also eat away at your enamel. Pretty soon you got no teeth left. This is so effective, you'll be amazed at how quickly and how well it works. You'll be telling other people about Power Swabs. 800-281-6829. Let me give you that number again. 800-281-6829. Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. Power Swabs, you'll have a wow in your voice and in your look. 800-281-6829. Why don't you call them right now? Are you thinking about it?
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's an old laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
All right. Hey, Larry King. I like Larry King.
It did.
All right. Hillary Clinton has been pushing back against accusations that foreign governments have made donations to the Clinton charity, and thus they received preferential treatment from the State Department. How would that work? Okay, we're giving money to the Clinton Family Foundation, and in turn, we're going to grant you and your president asylum in the United States. Is that how that works? What possibly could Mrs. Clinton do for another country that is going to be under the radar? What are they going to do? Sneak in somebody who's a crook in the president's family and give him asylum in the United States? This is ludicrous. Unless somebody can come up with something. Kenny, is there some specific thing that is attached to some specific person that suggests that here, this is the example we're talking about, or is this all just nebulous gobbledygook?
I haven't seen anything concrete. It seems to be nebulous politics.
Right. It's a lot of hooey, political hooey. So put it in the political hooey department. Those of you who don't like Hillary, you don't like her. This is not a good reason not to like her. 21 after.
A Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. So Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GoFoods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Taylor Swift been approached by Apple along with Florence and the Machine to secure exclusive content for future subscribers of Apple's upcoming music streaming service. Wow, this is big news, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or this is the music industry not going to like this much as it fragments apart. There will be others, I'm betting, Kenny, who will look for similar exclusives. For example, streaming service Tidal, owned by Jay-Z, has secured deals with Beyonce and Rihanna. So how? Let's play this out. Taylor Swift, what kind, does she have to give all of her music to Apple first? And is that the only way it's going to be downloadable or available for the public to have some kind of Apple device?
They probably want just a song.
A song, just one song.
That would be exclusive to Apple.
Uh-huh.
The only way you could get it is for
really?
Them.
And what sort of a premium do they pay for something like that would be what I'd wonder.
I don't know. It's good publicity for the artist, so they may not pay anything.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the Apple may not pay anything? They just make a deal with them. Oh, I see. Okay.
But isn't that why she pulled her music off Spotify? That she wasn't making any money off it, and they were?
Well, she'll make money off of this, but they won't pay her a premium. They won't pay her something like a deal to it. They'll just she'll get money for the song as it sells.
Okay.
All right. So that takes care of the musical side of entertainment for a moment or two. Let's get to the late night shows and a little fun in the monologue from Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
In his weekly address to the nation on Saturday, President Obama said that the U.S. must address climate change because it can no longer be denied or ignored. That Ted Cruz said, no, but it can be denied and ignored. That's my new campaign slogan. It can be denied and ignored. Speaking of Obama, last week he appointed a new White House social secretary who focuses on welcoming visitors, as opposed to the other people who make visitors feel welcome, the Secret Service. They're like, oh, come on in. Door's wide open. Go ahead, have fun. Seems like security is still a problem in Washington. Just yesterday, they had another person jump the fence. At the White House. And of course, last week, the postal worker from Florida landed a helicopter on the west lawn of the Capitol building. You could tell the guy worked for the post office because a UPS guy would have just thrown the helicopter on the front porch. Yeah. That'd be a little damage.
You guys, it happened again. An intruder was arrested at the White House last night after trying to jump the fence. Authorities aren't releasing the fence jumper's identity, but they did say that she tore her pantsuit.
Really? Horrors. Okay, so let's have a bit of fun with Ellen from her program, her midday program. She always has a good monologue and some pretty good jokes. Let's sample a couple from yesterday.
There are rules to follow. You have to put your tray, your table in the upright position. You have to buckle up. And, of course, the other rule that everyone is allowed to only carry one item, one carry-on. But every flight, people try to cheat. They stack like 8 pieces of luggage together, pretend like it's one. Just because it's bungee corded up, it doesn't mean it's one item. That doesn't fool anybody to strap all those things together. Then they have another carry-on, a baby. And that should count as one carry-on right there. And then there are the people who bring one item, but it's gigantic. You know those people? And you know, you're looking at it going, you can't seriously think that's going to fit in the overhead. Everyone knows the size of the overhead, and they still try to make it fit. They're moving other people's stuff around. Don't move my stuff around. It's my stuff is up there. And they try to just cram it in every which way. They're putting it in sideways and long ways. And one thing I would change with the boarding process, people who pack the most reasonably board first. I think that's only fair. If you look like a walking episode of Hoarders, end of the line.
There you go. That's why guys like me that don't carry that much anyway. I refuse to check luggage. You bring a little bit in the bag. That's it. Good night. Adios. Think about what you're packing, because otherwise it is a nightmare, as she suggested. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, so no surprise, Hillary Clinton is in. But with what message?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. No secret, no surprise, Hillary Clinton is running for president again. Last time she got more votes, but fewer delegates, than Barack Obama. What's her story and message this time?
I am worried. I mean, I don't think that she has much competition for the nomination at this point. She's rusty. She's a piece of fruit that's been hanging on the tree for a long time now. And this sense of inevitability and all kind of begins to wear thin for the electorate. People don't entirely trust the Clinton family. They may like them for various reasons, but she does have some negatives that she's going to have to deal with.
In addition to being battle-tested, if you beat nobody, then that doesn't count. So
right.
She is vulnerable in the way George H.W. Bush was in 1992 when we lost to her husband. And the smartest thing my crazy husband said was not it's the economy, stupid, is George H.W. Bush reminds me of last year's calendar. The recent elections have spawned a whole new class of elected public servants who are in their 40s. I'm not an ageist, but the presidential elections are about the future, and she just smells like last year's calendar.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline of both Bush White Houses and Ron Reagan of the Reagan White House.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2%. caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Molly Page, veteran broadcaster and expert on everything, is here. That's why she's on the program, because she's an expert on everything, along with Ken Kessler, who's also an expert on everything. That's why they're here, because I am not an expert on everything. I'm an expert on some things, but I tend to get people around me who are experts on everything, so we will leave no stone unturned, no blade of grass uncut. We
and
have
no pressure whatsoever.
None whatsoever. All right. So the marathon in Boston yesterday, it was a horrible day weather-wise, awful, cold, wet, and I don't think that did well. Actually, what I remember about being involved in the races more directly was that the cooler temperatures were better for the racers, even though most of them who win come from warm climes. And most of the people who win, you can't pronounce. It used to be Johnny Rogers or somebody like that used to win. Nope, we don't have him. Like, what do we have? Mufami Kubangi or somebody like that. Who was the person who won yesterday?
The men's, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but it is Lalissa DeCissa.
Lalissa DeCissa.
Yes.
What a great name.
Yeah.
Lalissa DeCissa. Please stand up, take a bow. Lalissa DeCissa. Good. Okay, he's number one.
Women, Caroline Rotich.
Where'd she come from?
I'm pronouncing it correctly. Kenya, I believe.
Yeah, all right. Most of these winners are from Kenya and areas in that part of the world. Who is the champion American? And where did the American men and women come in? Anybody got any ideas?
You know, it's a good question.
I thought it was a good question.
You ask the good questions.
I do ask good questions. That's what I do for a living. I ask questions and expect those people who are around me who know everything to have the answers to those questions.
And there were. There yes. were Americans in that race.
And some of them finished.
Some of them yes. actually finished, right. Isn't it funny how we don't pay any attention to the... This is an American race, and yet we don't pay any attention, seriously, to the Americans.
We only care about the winners. If you're not first, you're last.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Bobby. I don't know who the champion. You'll find the name of the champion American. And he may have a name just like that.
Okay, Desiree Linden from the U.S. came in fourth.
Okay.
That's for the women. And let me see if I'm looking. Okay, so there was an American who came in seventh.
Yeah.
Dathan Ritzenhine.
Good. For him, Dathan. These people that run these races are so skinny, almost emaciated. You wonder.
Well, fat people don't usually do well in marathons.
No, well, fat people don't usually run.
Yeah.
But there are people who are built that run. They just can't run the distance. Most of these people don't take up much space on the planet, and when the wind blows, it doesn't mind them too much. And that kind of is the reason that most of them weigh 120 pounds, right?
Yeah, they're like bird wings.
Yes, right. All right, so what would prompt... Well, I guess yesterday the prize money was about $830,000. So that prompts some people to run these things. But there were 30,000 people who ran in that race. And if you know these towns, Holliston, Massachusetts, where the race begins, is a quiet town of about 8,500 people. And the downtown area where everybody congregates is a common, and there's a sort of there's a breadth to the road right there where the line is. And then everybody funnels down Route 126, and they go through Ashland into Framingham, Natick, Wellesley, Newton, up the hill, and into Boston. And there are a lot of hills, more so than in the L.A. race, but I think more so than in most of these races. That would be what would seem to doom. Well, they have a place called Heartbreak Hill, which is by a country club where my father used to play golf. Braeburn Country Club is on Commonwealth Avenue, and that's where Heartbreak Hill is. It's sort of the last... if you get up over the hill, then you're okay. A lot of people don't make it up over that hill, thus the name Heartbreak Hill. But it is so much media attention, and more because of the bombing a couple of years ago. That'll go on forever. All of our lifetimes, we'll have to waste a lot of time before the Boston Marathon. And then pretty soon, somebody's going to say, before the L.A. Marathon or the New York Marathon or any other marathons, I'm surprised they didn't do it this year. You know, remember what happened in Boston? And then spend 5 minutes covering the bombing in Boston and how they sent the perpetrator to jail for the rest of his life or whatever. And this could happen in Los Angeles. We better set up more people to watch along the route. We better hire more police. Bring in the FBI. Bring in the CIA. Bring in the FDA. Bring in... whoever made your mattress, whoever it is that...
Bring in a CPA.
Yeah, bring in a CPA. Yes. And therefore, you'll be protected. It's exhausting just thinking about how we have basically allowed the news media to ruin our lives. And we're complicit in all that because we pay attention to the news that isn't the news, things that are all about what it takes to scare the hell out of you.
Ratings.
It's all about ratings, right. Okay, a couple of advances in genetic testing for breast cancer announced today. Looks to me like it could make the process less expensive and more precise. In one, there's a Silicon Valley startup says it will offer a test on a sample of saliva that is so affordable that most women could get it. How often do you have a mammogram or a checkup, Molly?
Mammograms about every 2 years.
Why not every year?
They don't recommend them every year now, until you reach a certain age, which I'm not at that age yet, but there is a history of breast cancer in my family.
Really?
And these things really come into play. Mm-hmm. If you have no history of breast cancer,
right.
Then you don't have to get it as often. You're not quite as at risk. But I am, so I get them every 2 years.
My daughter is on a list. My former wife died of breast cancer. And so Megan had all of the, when she died, Megan went in to make sure that she would be able to get the sort of, she wanted to check herself. Not that she hadn't before, but she really wanted to make sure that she didn't have any tendencies. And so they've gone through. There's a new protocol apparently uses MRIs as well when you come from a family that has risk attached to. So you may, and nobody's ever told you about that? Nobody, you
no,
ever had
I want to look into this.
Yeah, I would look into it if I were you.
Yeah.
But then, wouldn't this be great if, in fact, you could just send in a sample of your saliva and then you would know whether you have breast cancer. They can tell in the DNA of the saliva.
Incredible to not have your breasts crushed inside a mammogram.
I've heard
machine.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's to say the least.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the desirable way to spend much time. But this is a good, this is a great, imagine investing. I want to know what the name of this company is. I want to invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I can finish paying you off.
Yeah.
And Kenny.
That'll be a while.
All right. Okay. So there's this this story from Egypt today about Mohamed Morsi. I'm sure he's thinking now, gee, I wish I hadn't been so eager to be president of Egypt. Sentenced him to 20 years in the slammer. He was responsible for the deaths of a lot of protesters a couple of years ago. There are thousands of Muslim Brotherhood loyalists who are on trial. This was not a great deal. Democracy stinks if you don't know how it works. And they didn't know how it worked. So they thought, okay, we're going to elect it and do what we want. No, no, no. And it just, again, goes to show you how intolerant all these religious sects are, S-E-C-T-S. And this, that's all it was. This is sectarian rule. I don't like your division of the Muslim religion. So we're going to, and they did. They killed these people. If they didn't agree, this was, and you look at pictures of this guy, he looks like he was educated at Oxford or something. So how do you get to be that full of hate or so full of whatever it takes to pull off stuff like that? Oof.
Excellent question, but don't you think usually hate is fear-based?
Yeah, anything that gets in the way of your progressing is always fear-based. That's a very astute observation. But true. How many of you make decisions based on what you're afraid of rather than what you want to see take place? Most people make fear-based decisions, and most fear-based decisions are wrong. When you make them out of fear, this is one of the great lessons in life. Man, I'll tell you, it's taken me a long time to master it, and I'm not sure I'm even there yet. But think about yourself, your own, all your decisions. Do you make them because they're good, smart decisions or because you're afraid of the consequences if you don't make them? Like, I'm going to pay my taxes on time because if I don't, the IRS will come get me. That's a fear-based, well, maybe it's practical, though. Maybe that's not a great example.
Or nobody, you want everyone to believe in your religion because right. You're afraid of what you don't know.
Yeah.
Or if somebody's different than you, then that's concerning, that you're afraid of that. And that's usually where, you know, hate crimes come from, things
yep.
like that.
All man-made not foolishness.
If you're not afraid of it, who cares what other people do?
There you go. Who's afraid of the big bad Rev, the big bad Rev, the big bad Rev? Rev. Reverend?
Oh.
Get it?
I'm sorry.
Huh.
I'm with you now.
17 before the hour. That's that's nice to know. 17 before on good day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, took the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Molly Page and Kenny Kessler. And a thanks to the folks at Wendley Broadcasting. One of the things, I'm looking at some of these cards that keep coming in about Charlotte and my time. I think I've been to Brownwood twice to that radio station. Wonderful family. And a good group of broadcasters that are very supportive. And so they sent me a wonderful card about Charlotte. And I have gotten to the point now where I can read most of these cards and, excuse me, maintain my composure. Although I'm not doing such a good job right now. This was because, as I've told you many times, most of you know, whenever I would travel any place, I would take Charlotte. Charlotte was always with me, morning, noon, night, whether here on the farm, whether I was, it didn't make any difference what was going on in my life, she was always with me. And so when I went across the country, most of the time I drove across the country because I didn't want to put her in the plane till I figured that I could put her up top with me. So I went back and forth. Charlotte and I went back and forth across the country about 14 times, I think, if I remember correctly. And we would tie it into visits to radio stations. And a couple of times we went to the Brownwood facilities, of the Attackett family, and so meeting those folks down there, as was often the case, they were more interested in Charlotte than they were with me. And Charlotte would go in. I remember Rex and his wife's offices, where she would watch what was going on, walk in and here and there, and go to whatever studio I might be in. But she just would walk in, and I remember when she went into the, because I think they owned four or five stations in that market, and they're all in the same building. So Charlotte would go into one of the studios where another program was going on.
She just wander in by herself.
She'd wander in, and the people would all just look and, oh, look at this dog, and not quite know what to make of it at first. And then afterwards, they figured she was safe, and she just wanted to know what was going on. So they sent me a lovely card, it was just nice. So,
that is sweet.
Yep. Yes.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
As good as you can be, given the circumstances.
Well, I think, time, because, again, all of this stuff is about me. It hasn't got anything to do with her.
Yeah.
She's gone, but she's here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that there is this, there still is a lack. You feel it. And it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not pleasant, though. Trial today opening up for a 93-year-old man who was a guard at Auschwitz. I never really pronounced that correctly. I wonder sometimes there are Holocaust survivors who go to these trials, and I think to myself, hey, how do these people survive without being caught after all these years? And then maybe there's a side of me who thinks that the horrors of what these people did don't even deserve a trial. They just bring them back and shoot them like they did most of the people that were in their charge. And then the other side of me wonders, at 93, why are you going to spend a lot of time on this? Because pretty soon this person's going to be gone. Is it just an example? Is it a reminder? Is it completion? Whatever it is, it just seems kind of weird.
We just let him go.
I don't know about that. Pete Falcone, who's my pal from Massachusetts, running the radio station in Newburyport, said, you know better than that. They race didn't start in Holliston, started in Hopkinton. You're right.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is our new tune for technology time, Tech Talk time, with Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program. The focus on Twitter getting a little bit more complicated to use, and we'll find out how to use it better. This would be a good conversation for both Greg and Kenny to have in terms of how much time do you spend on Twitter a day? If you are a Twitter person, you need to listen to this. So stand by for the information that will clarify everything. All questions will be answered right here on Good Day in a moment.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be pretty busted.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program at Tech Talk Time. Okay, so there was a cybersecurity expert named Chris Roberts who was detained by the FBI after a flight. He denied the ability to, was denied the ability to board another flight because of something he said on Twitter. And so one wonders if that's something that could happen to you. They made a big announcement yesterday at Twitter. What was that, Greg?
So the big announcement yesterday was that they changed the way that you can direct message people. It used to be that for people, generally speaking, for people to exchange direct messages, you had to connect with each other first. And they've sort of done away with those rules. It's an interesting move on Twitter's part. I think it's a smart move and bad execution. Trying to understand how it all works, and frankly, you have to understand how it all works, because if you're direct messaging people, it may be that you don't want the rest of the world to see what you're doing. And we've seen lots of cases where people thought they were sending private or direct messages, but they actually made public announcements, and that exploded in their faces, and they ended up getting very, very embarrassed. That Twitter is like playing with fire, and before you tweet anything, you should really ask yourself, would I want everyone in the world to see this? Because a lot of people have been burned.
Well, a lot of people's Twitter account, Facebook account gets checked by employers, potential employers.
All Twitter and Facebook accounts potentially get checked by employers.
Right, yeah.
All of them, not some. And, you know, here's an example of what can happen. This is a classic story. Mm-hmm. It happened a couple of years ago. A young gal named Justine
Sacco. Teacher.
There's
the
teacher
wine
story.
Yeah.
This is the internet guru story. She was going to South Africa to see her family. She had a big internet job in New York. She made a stupid, insensitive, racist remark on Twitter to all of her 170 Twitter followers.
Right.
Got on a plane to South Africa, and 16 hours later when she got off the plane, she found out that her tweet became the number one shared tweet in the world. She had been fired from her job. Death threats. I mean, it ruined her life, and she had 170 Twitter followers when she got on the plane.
And what about this Chris Roberts story that got detained last week by the FBI? What would he post on his Twitter account?
So he's a cybersecurity expert. He was on his way to a security conference, and if you read his tweet, it would mean nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
It has things like box-ife-ice-satcom. But to people in the aviation field and in the homeland security field, it meant that he was talking about the potential of messing with the airplane's communication systems.
Really?
Yes. And so he got off the plane. He was met by the FBI. And when he went to get on the next plane, the airline refused him a seat.
There you go. Congratulations, sir, for that good judgment. All right, so there you go. Be
playing with fire.
Right on Twitter. That's it. That's why I don't write anything on Twitter. Kenny's responsible. 59 past the hour. Greg's.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com.